Well, I am here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show and just got done talking field scripts with Monsanto here in the field. Standing beside me is Doug and Justin Durden, who are groundbreakers for the new product field scripts. Had a chance just to talk to your dealer and how and his certification process and his selling points in the operation. So first of all, tell me a little bit about your guys' farming operation.
We're 100 miles straight north of the Farm Progress Show this year in Decatur. We've got about 7,000 acres of corn with about 2,000 acres in field scripts this year.
What led you to decide that this type of new venture was something that you guys could benefit from and were willing to do the trial and errors and get dirty with it?
We always try to stay on top of new technology, so we thought this was a really good avenue for us to stay ahead of technology.
Well, talking precision agriculture, this is definitely on the forefront of it. What were some of the first benefits that you guys felt you were able to accomplish?
Some in seed savings, probably not. I mean, the biggest benefit is putting the proper plants in the proper areas. So you're the higher population and the higher yield areas, and we really felt we were overpopulating our lighter soil, which we were, and. Now we think that's all proper and going to give us a better average of yield.
Talked a lot about the genetic aspect and the environmental aspect, and going through the past couple of years, weather has been a tremendous issue. So going through a rather cool and wet summer, which is completely polar opposite of what we had last year, how has field strips affected that?
That's an interesting question. I think over time, after we use the program for years, you know, for the next 5 years, the algorithm sees those weather patterns and adapts to them. So,
and they talked about weather in those algorithms would be something that they hope to be able to add more of in the future. Looking into future for you guys personally, is this something that you feel has benefited you guys enough to jump on it? And, of course, this has been a test year, and you guys were willing to jump on that test wagon. So what does the future look like for you guys with field scripts?
Well, we're anxious to see yield data from this fall, naturally. And if you know, if the numbers are there, we're going to go full force with every acre.
What other types of precision agriculture have you guys adopted? You said, Justin, that you wanted to stay on top of technology. Talked about with one of the Monsanto reps here about technology and the use of it in the cab when it comes to the touch screens and the different generations. Are they willing to accept that? Has that been a challenge for you guys, or have you been ready to adapt to all the computers in the cab?
No, actually, it's a funny story. I brought the first guidance or auto steer into the tractor, and Dad told me to take it out and said that, you know, why would you use this? And this spring, when we planned everything in 10 days and we're running until midnight and could just sit back and kind of watch it, well, before then, he said it was, you know, good to have, but this year really paid off, so.
So he's following in the young man's footsteps and trying to utilize those new technologies. Well, thank you once again, talking to father and son that run an operation here in the Central Illinois area. Talking field scripts with Monsanto at the 2013 Farm Progress Show. I'm Jamie Johansson. Oh, yeah.